In Murphy, Oklahoma today, 104-year-old Roy Larkin Stamper will be laid to rest. He died at home last week after a brief illness. Stamper was profiled last summer on Morning Edition as part of our series on centenarians called 100 Years of Stories. Our story changed his life, literally. He was born in eastern Kentucky in 1896 and went to Oklahoma as a child, riding in boxcars with his father, who was running from the law. Stamper told stories about those pioneer days in Indian Territory to NPR's Nina Ellis.
When you first came to this area, who lived around here? What was it like?
Nobody but Indians. No white people at all here when we come here.
Really?
And I had to learn to talk Cherokee before I could speak.
Is that right?
Osiotohija, Doyodugeja.
What does that mean?
Showing off pretty girl. Now, they had a stomp ground up here, a mile from here.
What's that?
Where they dance around.
Dance?
Yeah, they had a pole that danced around. Of course, I didn't know what to say. It was he-o-wa-he-e-he, I didn't know what they were saying. They might have been celebrating burning a white man. I don't know. But there wasn't nothing else to do, you see.
But you went to see that?
Oh, yeah. I'd go to that regularly, you know. I got along good with the Indians. Real good.
Stamper became a cowboy and a minister. He called himself a fisherman for souls. In his last years, he wanted badly to travel and preach revivals, but he needed help. He said he wanted a wife.
I need a companion. Real bad. And one I'd have probably wouldn't help me. But I've got an income that I could give a woman, $50 a day. And I've got property I could give her. I've got a Cadillac worth $15,000, $20,000. I've got a lot to offer a woman yet.
Last October, he got his wish. After a brief courtship, Stamper married a devoted Christian woman 20 years younger who had heard his story on Morning Edition. Stamper said, "If we live together 6 months or a day, at least we're together and not alone, and that's something." They were together just shy of 10 months. Roy Larkin Stamper would have been 105 years old next month.